It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I think we're on the northwest corner or northeast corner.
Good God.
At that moment, when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did they ask Netflix?
Try again, Mike.
Whoa!
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
CP03?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP30.
No,
neither is that.
You're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too.
May the 4 be with you.
No.
May the 4th.
Oh, my.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week The Little Tip.
Yes. E-break time here at 7:53 on the ticket. It's brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. He's the all-timer. The best e-brake player ever. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. And he's back as candidate number one. We had some cast confusion for the show of good times. We were trying to clear that up with Donovan in Crosstalk. And Norm took it in a really strange direction.
It's Thelma.
Thelma is from Good Times. Thelma Hopkins is my friend.
Okay.
Who will kind of text me every now and then.
Say what's up.
Yeah, she liked you.
Is that why you went to Texas A&M Commerce?
Thelma Hopkins?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I just know that you had someone that you were interested in that went to college there, and I was just
Right. I thought about Commerce going to school there because a girl in my high school who I had a huge crush on.
Thelma Hopkins.
No.
Harvey Martin.
Janet Dubois.
Got really confusing from there. Yeah, the timeline wouldn't even come close. Someone on Good Times. Donovan went to school East Texas in the 90s. It makes absolutely no sense. And yeah, we didn't know where we were headed there for about 5 to 10 seconds.
The whole thing was confusing all day long. As soon as Gordo very early in the program reported the death of Janet Dubois, we were all confused.
Yeah. And so was Norm as we listened to it one more time.
It's Thelma.
Thelma is from Good Times. Thelma Hopkins is my friend.
Okay.
Who will kind of text me every now and then.
Say what's up. Yeah, she liked you.
Is that why you went to Texas A&M Commerce?
Thelma Hopkins?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I just know that you had someone that you were interested in that went to college there, and I was just
Right. I thought about Commerce going to school there because a girl in my high school who I had a huge crush on.
Thelma Hopkins.
No.
Harvey Martin.
Janet Dubois. God, what a mess.
I was just trying to think of people who went to East Texas, and Harvey Martin came to mind, the late, great Harvey Martin. All right, there's Norm as candidate number one. Candidate number two is the guy who produces 10 to Noon, Mike Soroy. He filled in for the great Gordo on President's Day. And, you know, he told Junior and I that, hey, you know, I woke right up and I had no problem getting up and I'm wide awake. I really don't have any problems mentally, even the fact that I got up long before I normally get up, like 6 hours, I think, earlier than he normally wakes up. But if I say, name a large waterfall, you immediately think of Niagara Falls. That's like the only waterfall we can name, right?
Right.
Well, Mike couldn't name that waterfall.
Mm. At about 2 a.m. What if you went to, like, the people who are most successful at surviving, like, going over the waterfall? What's the hell the big waterfall?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, thank you.
The waterfall.
The big waterfall.
What the hell is the big waterfall? Like, the people who are the best at that, they outfitted you, and you had to go in to the controlled demolition. And
yeah, I think he's trying to get us inside a building that's being demoed. And he was trying to, I guess, think of a barrel going over Niagara Falls. That was the key phrase.
The waterfall. The people who outfit people going over the waterfall.
When do people start to lose their memory in general? When does it start to go? There has to be scientific research on that front, right?
Yeah.
For a Soroy, it's in their mid-20s.
Yeah, well, that's
no, actually, you know what? It's around 30 years of age, from what I understand.
It's earlier than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all have that happen to us sometimes. You just can't think of an obvious name or sight or something.
Doesn't all physical and mental decline start like at 26 to 30, somewhere in there?
Mm. Yeah, you actually start shrinking in height and everything. Everything.
Your bones lose density. All of that starts. Uh-huh.
Much earlier than you think.
Is there a company known as Niagara Falls Outfitters?
I bet you there is. Very generic, but
they outfit you with illegal barrels to go over the falls in.
Illegal barrels.
Well, yeah, it's illegal to do that. You're not supposed to.
I don't think it's illegal.
Oh yeah, they got signs posted all over.
Yeah,
the place.
It's got to be illegal. Yeah,
I think it's totally legal.
No. All right, one more time.
About 2 a.m. What if you went to like the people who are most successful at surviving, like going over, the waterfall? What's the hell's the big waterfall?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Thank you.
The waterfall.
The big waterfall.
No. What the hell's the big waterfall? Like the people who are the best at that, they outfitted you, and you had to go in.
Oh, okay. They outfitted you. All right, I got you, Mike. All right, there's Mike Soroy as candidate number two. Number three, we got us a mess. As they try to go live to the Plano Center yesterday for Why Today Doesn't Suck. And I guess this is partially on Bob and Corby for not being there and ready. Part of this is Cooper the engineer. I guess that maybe didn't notify them.
He's the best of all the engineers, so he's going for it too.
Yeah, I didn't see that Craig was written down for that line.
And as you listen to this, ask yourself the question, is this high energy, informative, good radio?
Bob Sturm and Corby Davidson.
Corby Davidson.
Bobby.
Or do I go Corby first? What's the rules here, guys?
All right.
Some guitar.
This is what's being fed from the Plano Center?
Yeah, this is live Time Wasters practice.
Has there been any talk with Tony or...
Hey, Tony.
Blake or...
Not Tony.
Oh. Who do we have here?
This is Cooper, a.k.a. the fake machine.
Hey.
He is the fake machine.
So...
Hold on, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, throw him on hold there, Trey. I know this number.
We got Bob on hold.
Nope.
Hey, thanks, Trey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
I guess you're not at the Plano Center yet.
It's my first traffic jam. I don't have a cell phone. My cell phone's lost.
Oh my gosh, we're already to this point in this
jeez.
In the story.
No, let's hope.
Good Lord.
Man.
First of all, I have a little bit of an objection to the fact that our practice last night, I had no idea they were able to pull that up on the air. Well, we could have been singing, like cussing and things like
they'd
that.
They'd already broken everything down by then.
Yeah.
By the time we do rehearsals.
Okay, that's a... Okay, so that was a replay of the audio.
No, this was at 3 o'clock.
It's at 3 o'clock. It's not at night
when they're trying to do White Didn't Suck.
So the band was already there setting up, and
I thought that was Danny back there. I thought that was us practicing last night because I was practicing that song with Danny.
No, this is the handoff between shows at 3.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it was very confusing to me
why you were clearly time traveling.
Why McDowell would be on the air that time at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
You just e-brake the e-brake.
What's the name of the waterfall thing?
Country Boy Can Survive?
Yes, yes. Okay. The famous waterfall.
All right. So that little mess there is candidate number three trying to hand it off to the hard line. So is it Norm, Soroy, or Ticket Stock Confusion? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, I'm going to vote for, who's the guy that was second?
It's Soroy.
Soroy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Mike. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Good morning, users. This is your president speaking. How are you?
Okay.
The low energy Plano Center that has to be the winner. I mean, that was a total disaster. But speaking of the Plato Center, I could sell that out in a second, okay?
Yeah, you probably could. All right.
Okay. Take care.
All right, you're losing your voice. Okay, thank
you.
Not
bad.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hey, Musers. It's Mike McCarthy here.
Whoa, oh, not okay. bad. Yeah. Interesting. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. This is exciting. I heard, am I the ninth caller? I heard I could win an emergency cake.
No, I'm sorry. You misunderstood there, Coach.
Great joke.
Okay. Everyone needs an emergency cake, but...
Hey, listen, a friend of mine wants to say hi. Hang on just a second.
Okay. Right,
got another hey, Greg, Rudy Rudiger here. I never got paid for that cameo. You got $20 for me?
Go away, Rudy.
All right, nice shtick there. Thank you.
Was it?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller.
Good God.
Good morning.
Chris.
Uh-oh. We can't wait around for
okay.
you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Former Texas Rangers outfielder Kevin Reimer here.
Wow.
Okay.
Very random.
I guess that's what he sounded like. Who you vote for?
I would like to vote quite responsibly, if I may, today.
All right, go.
I would like to vote for the great George Allahu Akbar Dunham.
God.
Yeah, why do you always say that, George?
I've never said that.
Whenever you're speeding out of the garage downstairs, you're always yelling that.
No, Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, I just took a bowel movement so big that it piled out of the water.
Okay.
Well, give yourself a pat on the back, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Well, what do you think?
This may be Coco. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess we'll accept the charges.
Coco, come to Ace Hardware Ticket Stock Plano and listen to Waster on Time and Emmett.
Okay, good. We'll see you out there.
Coco, consult for very special mountain gorilla for vote today. 2 weeks ago, lightning strike. In Mountain of Uganda, take lives of four of Coco's comrades.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Comrades.
Coco's sad for the death. Although, not as sad as when Coco Kitty get turned into Flapjack by 1978 Pontiac Le Mans.
Yeah, your little kitten got run over.
Okay, Coco, we need a vote.
Coco and four electrocuted gorillas vote for Wooden Barrel Saroy.
Thanks, Coco.
That's great.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Graduate slice born.
Nope.
And that's not great.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Musers, it's Jim Nance. How are you this morning?
Okay, Jim.
You don't sound anything like yourself.
He's working on it.
I'm talking because I'm calling to vote on the emergency break of the week while enjoying a glass of the calling. And I would like to vote for the Floridian manatee, Michael Saroy.
Okay.
You know, we love all of our P1s, but that sounded nothing like Jim Nance.
But we don't love you.
We appreciate the effort. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller.
Chris.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, Musers. It's Cassidy. Guess who gets to skip school today to go to Ticket Stock?
Yay!
I'd like to vote for Mike.
Mike Saroy with another vote. Thank you, Cassidy.
Hey, Cassidy, can you call it Ace Hardware Ticket Stock?
Yeah, we got a sponsor. Yeah, Cassidy, I guess she didn't quite agree to that.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Say it.
Cassidy?
We're breaking up with her.
Ticket Stock.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I have a present for you, Cassidy, if you come out to Ticket Stock today.
Yay, I finally get my shirt.
That's right. I told you I would deliver it to you personally.
Yay.
Don't bet on it. He'll probably take the wrong car.
Losing enthusiasm.
It's been awful to see the way you mistreat her over the years.
I've treated her very well. I don't. What I am sending her is too valuable to put in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
No.
Okay. Bye, Cassidy. We got to get rolling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Gordo, who doesn't know what time actually is.
Yeah, he does.
What am time?
Maybe next week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Would you like to vote here on the ticket?
For the love of it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. It's, it's me. Someone called for high energy.
Yeah, that's Jamie Benn, so.
Here you go. I got him. Give me a shout-out to Blake Dugan, and give me high energy for the win. Thanks.
God.
High energy. I guess that's the candidate number three. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? You are on the air. Who you vote for?
Hey, guys, it's E-Break Man. Here's the new ticket stock, Ace Hardware ticket stock song. 2, 3, 4, come on down, take stock and meet some friends of mine. And it's the same time they're staying and playing all weekend. I'm not wearing pants, come on down, take stock and get in my red car. Vote for Sir Roy, don't pay the ransom. E-Break Man is very handsome. Come on down to ticket stock and meet some friends of mine.
Who do you vote for?
Take off of the South Park song.
He said vote for Sir Roy.
Oh, he did, sir. Okay, vote I didn't hear that in there. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Whoa.
About 2 a.m. What if you went to, like, the people who are most successful at surviving, like, going over the waterfall? What's the hell? The big waterfall?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, thank you.
The waterfall.
The big waterfall.
No. What the hell is the big waterfall? Like, the people who are the best at that, they outfitted you, and you had to go.
All right, it happens. Sometimes we hit that sunspot. How many is that for Sir Roy?
Ninth win, 103 behind Norman, the Polish traveler, Hitzkus.
All right, congratulations, Mike. It's